This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're in first place in the division. They're in first place in something called the NFC. A lot of football to be played, but as it stands right now, they are in position to be the top team in the NFC as the one seed. And boy, I mean, look, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We still have the last game to talk about, but they got 5-2 Houston in Houston next Sunday. Intriguing matchup that might be. And Houston's the two seed in the AFC. But Lions currently sit as the one seed in the NFC. Again, ton of football to be played. Still got 11 games to go. And we said we'd start at the end. And we all knew eventually there would be a pressure Jake Bates field goal. We all knew eventually that this guy who was, you know, been working extremely hard. We've been out there practice, tons of kicks, first guy out. Sometimes I saw he was the last guy off, but there was a lot of just work being put in to what appeared to be the thing with Jake Bates was absolute, you know, he could nuke it. He could be good out to 60. We saw it in the UFL. But it was accuracy. Can he dial it in? Can he be accurate?
Right. And this is all new to him, basically.
Yep. And can he handle the stage? Like, that's another big part of this is can you handle the stage? They put faith in their guy. You know, when they started taking a knee and saying, we're going to play for the field goal, it wasn't like the shortest field goal ever, but it's totally makeable by an NFL kicker.
Sure it is, but it's beyond the distance that you see for an extra point. And you, for an extra point, you see plenty of kickers missing extra points. You still had that feeling inside, like, I don't know I trust this.
Yeah, but they trusted it.
Yeah.
And that's
that's
what matters.
That's why
most.
You have a kicker. Yep. I mean, you have to trust your kicker on your roster to drill it from inside of 50. And when you get beyond 50, it's less of a certainty. But today's NFL, it seems like it's almost a certainty now, anything inside of 55.
They treated that situation like they had faith in their kicker.
Yes, they did.
They treated that situation like they had, you know, peak Mason Crosby or somebody. Like they had a guy that they knew would make that kick. That's how they treated the situation. Okay, we got all the yardage we need. We made it down to the 26. We're a 44-yard field goal. We know our guy's going to make it. That's how they treated it. And until you see him in that situation, look, they acted like they knew they had enough. And certainly, it's not about the distance. But the further out you are, the less angle, you know, you have to be more perfect. The further flight of the ball, you know, if it's off by a couple of degrees one way or the other, it's going to sail wide. So, you know, the further the ball has to travel, the greater chance for him to miss right or left. The distance isn't the issue. It was, and it's the pressure. Like that's a pressure kick. That's not a gimme kick by any stretch of the imagination.
On the road, hostile environment for the win?
It's perfect conditions, but you expect a good NFL kicker to make that kick. And as we felt our way through the situation and navigated it, Jake Bates came through, and the Lions acted as if they had their guy. And based upon this, it looks like they might. I mean, you know, he's been great. And some of the extra points... You're like, was that good? He's had more than a few extra points where they have been sailing, and mostly it seems like wide right, but they sneak through the upright. He just tucks it right inside the upright, and it's good. And I'm sure his plan is to go right down the middle on every kick.
But it feels like on some of these kicks, it's about velocity more than anything else. So if I kick it hard enough and fast enough, the distance isn't going to catch up to me because the ball's just going to shoot through the uprights before it has a chance to go squirrely.
Yep.
But he's been money. He's been absolute money this year. Was he 10 for 10 now with field goals on the season?
Yep.
I think he missed one extra point maybe.
Yep.
But he's been fantastic. And what a situation he put into.
Yep.
To test your mettle.
Now, hysterically, I just did something I've done all the time, and it's the Houston Oilers move to Tennessee. They play Tennessee this weekend, not Houston. They have Houston in a couple of weeks.
I still make
that mistake, but it's kind of like the Houston Astros being in the American League. There's some things I'm never getting used to, but sorry. They don't play the Texans for a couple of weeks, but that will be a big game.
It will be a big game.
When they get there, but don't put the cart in front of the horse. They got Tennessee this weekend at home at 1:00. But anyway, back to the Bates thing. Like, that's a... it's a big kick for the game, but it's also a big kick for the season. Like, the next time he's out there, he'll know he can do it. And, you know, there's short-term prognosis and there's long-term prognosis. And there's short-term solutions, but there's long-term solutions. I feel better about Jake Bates today. And I think all of Detroit feels better about Jake Bates today. And he got a game ball and he was up there in front of the team. And I always think it's weird for kickers because they're just cut from a different cloth. They're not the same. They're not anywhere close to what the rest of the team, their job is, what they do, what they look like. And he got up there and he said, "Hey man, thank you for the opportunity and great job by the offense to get it down there." And the whole snap spot operation, like, he thanked everybody in the locker room. But that's a big moment for Jake Bates. And that's a big moment for this Lions season, is to have him come through with a pressure kick.
Yeah, no, it was big. Glad to see it. I had a knot in my stomach watching the game in the last 5 minutes of the game, and please God, get the ball back and an opportunity to win. But it was interesting watching how Goff handled things. He really did have this.
Can I make one
final
point on Bates?
Yeah.
He had a great quote afterwards, and it just made me laugh. He said, 18 months ago, I was selling bricks in Houston. I'm just like...
got to make a living.
Hey,
better than kicking bricks.
I don't know. I don't know what that career trajectory was taking you selling bricks. Maybe he was the best damn brick salesman out there. But I mean, you think, huh? Okay, selling bricks in Houston.
So you need a pallet of bricks, Chicago brick. Yeah, Bates.
Right.
Who talked to you?
Bates brick sales.
Right.
Bates, you back from the USFL yet? Because we got a pallet back here, man.
Yeah, I get it. Need a high-low? Need a high-low in aisle three.
Yeah. Selling bricks in Houston. All right, Goff. You were saying about Goff.
The sense of calm that he had on his face going into that last drive, it was, you know, we've heard the old Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, when he said relax, the whole bit, and spelled it out. And you understand that, but... when you see it from Goff, it was like, I firmly believe it. This guy has been playing at an elite level now,
dude,
for several weeks.
Tap the brakes. He threw three incompletions.
I know. It's amazing how accurate he's been over the last 3 weeks. He's been playing at an elite level. And you know me, I don't like to throw the word elite out there because I think it gets misused all the time. Elite means... wow. The top two or three in the league.
There's difference between being elite and playing at an elite level, yes, which is perfectly fine. He is playing at an elite level
yep, over the last 3 weeks, and I'm loving it. He's throwing the ball downfield. For all those naysayers out there, he can't throw deep. Okay, tell me that again. Watching the last few weeks, and he's throwing perfect passes downfield to receivers. The touchdown pass to Amon-Ra was a thing of beauty. Just right in stride, boom. No hassle at all.
That was against... they showed a 7-man front. I don't know that he, you know, brought Tim Patrick in motion to have him pick up the extra pass rusher that was not accounted for, or if that was the part of the original design. It doesn't matter. But the guys up front on that pass to Amon-Ra, the guys up front gave him time to give his great receivers a chance to beat man coverage. And that's exactly what not only Amon-Ra did. If you saw Jameson Williams was wide open as well on that play. And he made a great throw on a play that was screaming, you're going to be under heavy duress.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he wasn't.
And he wasn't. And he was given the opportunity by the offensive line and Tim Patrick. And I think David Montgomery was the running back that picked up an extra rusher. It was 7-on-7. They crowded the line. And right before that snap, Greg Olsen said, look at this. They got everybody in the line of scrimmage. They got to figure out who's going to come and who's going to drop into coverage. And they all rushed the passer. All seven of them. The Lions were prepared for it. I mean, that was Flores versus Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson's guys executed it. That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, there were four straight drives that went for touchdowns after what the first two drives were 3 and out, I think.
Yep.
And you're feeling not so good about this team. They get down 10-0 before you can blink, and then they go on a run bleeding into the second half too, which makes you feel so much better. Hey, if they're going to score, let's answer the score, and they did. And then things started to slip a little bit. Then they trail in the game with a few minutes left. But again, cool, calm, confident. Jared Goff leads the team down the field with some big-time passes. Big rush coming at him. He'll wait. Yeah, the one play where it looked like Grenard was going to strip sack him. Oh,
that was a huge play.
I'm just going to step up and throw this. And completing passes downfield to St. Brown. Yesterday was a St. Brown day,
mm-hmm.
And I was glad to see it because we hadn't seen one in a while. He had a whole bunch of 100-yard games last year. I think he had one going into the game this year, and then comes up with the one yesterday. It was just big play after big play. You need something? Where's 14? There he is, first down. Next. It was a brilliant thing to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.